Computers and cars are increasingly working to make winter driving easier. Ann Thompson experienced some of the sophisticated systems in Focus on Technology.
Bob Speed, at the wheel of a BMW X5, finds a slippery parking lot and guns it. The parts manager at Cincinnati's BMW store is demonstrating how the anti-lock braking system, dynamic stability control, and the X-Drive work together to keep the vehicle under control, even in less than ideal driving conditions. He slams on the brakes to avoid hitting a snowbank.
That was very good, Bob. I was impressed.
I'm sitting in the back seat with service technician Andy Graham, who explains what just happened.
As it starts to slip, you can hear that it cuts back the throttle as well as apply brakes to whatever tires happen to be slipping, so it can send more power to the wheels that do have the traction.
Forbes magazine, in its rating of best cars in the snow, praises the BMW technology. Speed says these stability systems are standard.
The BMW or anything that has these other options on it gives you an added feature and comfort that can give you better driving stability in the snow.
Down the road at Madisonville's Overbeck Auto Services, owner Steve Overbeck has taken notice of the German technology, but says other manufacturers have come around also. He says Volvo has the best active cruise control, and Lexus and Ford have cars that can park themselves. With cameras, Mercedes cars notice when you are drowsy and flash a red coffee cup on the dashboard.
It's always been in the automobile industry that technology is what we call trickle down. It's expensive, first of all, so all the R&D work that is done, all the manufacturers start at their higher-level cars because they can afford to put it on and the consumer will pay for it.
An example of this is anti-lock brakes, which now come standard in almost every car you buy. When you press down on the brake, the ABS system makes lots of noise and motion. You do not notice the stability control, but it was in play when Bob Speed raced in that parking lot.
I don't want to say we're ever going to get to the point that the car's going to drive itself, but we're getting very close, okay? So what those actually do is they are watching how Ann is driving. So as you are driving around corners, whether it's snow, water, or even dry, they're checking to see how the vehicle's proceeding around corners.
Overbeck says if it sees or feels the car going into another lane, it will interrupt the drive by applying the brake to make sure you stay in your lane. Hill Descent Control takes over the brake system to give stability as you're going down a steep grade. Service technician Graham explains the X-Drive.
They put electric motor in the transfer case so it can vary the power to the front wheel, front and rear wheels. They've got various sensors. They've got the yaw rate sensor so you can tell if the car is sliding. The steering angle sensor so you can tell us how far you turn the wheel, as well as the wheel speed sensors, and it calculates all that to determine whether you're sliding, which way you're sliding, so it can vary the brake pressure to all four wheels, as well as the amount of power they supply to all four wheels.
There could be as many as 50 to 60 computers communicating with each other in a car with lots of sophisticated technology. And as you might imagine, when something fails, it's going to be expensive.
And unfortunately for the consumer, what's going to happen is when there is a failure of one of these systems, you know, lots of people say, well, just disconnect it, or I don't have the money to fix it, or whatever. They're going to be entwined and so tight into the car that you are going to be forced to fix it because the vehicle will not operate properly without it.
When everything is working, you do notice it's easier driving in snow. But both Overbeck and the BMW people admit there is some common sense involved. Because even with the best technology, the laws of physics don't change. For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Ann Thompson.